This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I forgot to ask who's in the room, but we'll figure it out as we go around the room.
Oh,
the virtual room. I heard the voice of Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I know Victoria Keelan is there from the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Do we have any other attendees?
Just the three of us.
The three of us. Okay, that's good. All right, so let's get down to business here. Our business. I look forward to this every week for lots of different reasons. Our time together, talk radio review. We all are professionals. We all have a good time. We all respect each other's point of view. Don't always agree. That's what makes for good conversation. So I'm going to actually, without interruption, go through the lists. The stories from Talkers Magazine that made it this week of October 8th to the 12th, and then the people. Before
a box
I get through the list,
he doesn't make it.
Please.
I got a dollar.
It says
a shiny object distracts him. He ends up somewhere else.
Now, Rich, let's take some over-unders. What number do you think he gets to? I'm going to say he gets to number six.
Yeah, I agree.
And then
number
derails.
Six. And then all of a sudden, something just is like, oh, look
yep.
at that.
Yep.
Kanye West is number six, so I don't know if I'm going to be derailed on that one.
That's a really shiny penny.
See, McFadden and I have been together, is it 23, 24, how many years? 20 more than that, maybe even. I can't
1997.
Remember.
1997.
97, so 21 years. Okay, so by the way, for those of you, this is the first shiny penny before I even get to the list. Doug Steffen, proudly but without much fanfare, this week began the 31st year of doing syndicated morning talk radio. It was the 30th anniversary, starting on October the 8th, 1988. The Good Day program began, and from that point, without stopping, except for a couple of weeks off along the way in the last few years, pretty much every day, Monday through Friday, actually for the first 12 or 13 years, I think it was Monday through Saturday. Actually, more than that. It may have been the first 20.
We did Sundays for a couple of years.
We did Sundays as well, yep.
The British Listen. Show with James
Yep.
Wayne.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're already off track.
We haven't even started yet. Penny.
Done.
Yep. All right. Let's get to the list. Number 10, sports talk radio, the usual stuff that has to do this week with the focus on the attendance and people watching sports activities on TV. We'll talk more about that. Number 9, Taylor Swift and her speech at the AMAs. Political people didn't like it, or at least some didn't. Excuse me. Whoops.
Who's got the Heimlich? Little Heimlich.
Yeah, they may need that.
See,
yeah.
Look, there's a shiny penny at number 9, the Heimlich.
No, number 8, the Clinton speaking tour. Mr. and Mrs. going out on the road together. I'll be the first person in the audience to ask a question. Number 7, U.S.-China trade war. Number 6, Kanye West goes to visit the president. Number 5, Nikki Haley stepping down at the U.N. Number 4, the aftermath of the appointment of Judge Kavanaugh. Number 3, the stock sell-off this week. Number 2, the U.N. climate change report. And number 1, Hurricane Michael. All right, I made it.
Congratulations.
Wow, congratulations.
Other than the fact that I can hold on to saying I have to have a sip of my life change tea. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Well, I mean, let's congratulate Drew Brees at number 10 with the sports stuff. an amazing feat. The guy is an elite quarterback, will go down as one of the best. Really, the first several years of his career, there was not a whole lot there. And then Katrina happens, and he comes in as, like, the superhero for New Orleans.
Yeah.
And ever since then, the guy has been on fire. And the only thing that I'm upset about is that they took him out of the last drive of the game the other night against my Redskins so that they wouldn't run up the points, and I lost my fantasy football game by 3 points. Forget that.
Because you needed the Saints to win.
Run up the score on my Redskins. Drew, take one more touchdown. Get me my fantasy win.
Uh-oh.
Wow. But that's good sportsmanship, actually. That
it
was
is,
yeah.
You
they
know what I thought would have been cool? Right. The Redskins were done anyway. They lost by 20-some points, right? 30 points. Why not just have the defense just stand on the sidelines and give Drew that that 500th touchdown?
Why don't you shut the game down and let everybody go home early?
Nah, you got to sell the beers, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the people list. Richie just suggested and is accurate. At number 10, Drew Brees is the aforementioned star of the
game.
Did you
hear what he's told his kids, Doug? They stopped the game. When he did the yards for the completion for the yards that he needed to be the all-time leader of yards completed as any quarterback ever of the
NFL. Yeah.
So they stopped the game. They get the rep from the NFL Hall of Fame comes out, white gloves, takes the football from him, says we'll take care of this forever, hands him a certificate stating it, and he walks over to his family and his kids. And he looks down at his boys and he says, "See, boys, you can do anything if you put your mind to it."
Aw, he's such a sweet
person,
too. And that's one of the other reasons why New Orleans has just fallen in love with Drew Brees. And it's for great reasons. He's done so much for the community. And
good for him.
A good guy, yeah.
Number 9 on the people list this week, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine, Taylor Swift. Number 8, Nikki Haley. Brett Kavanaugh is 7. Kanye West is 6. Melania Trump is 5. Eric Holder is 4. Bill and Hillary are 3. Mitch McConnell is 2. Why?
Because of the Kavanaugh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a win for him.
Whenever I see his name, it's kind of like fossilized. Donald Trump is number 1. No big deal there. No big deal in the sense that he's pretty much, by virtue of his personality, he pretty much is number 1 all the time. And so, anyway, that's the trade. I thought with Trump, I make this one comment, and then we're going to pause for a moment and then dig into some of this stuff. There is a bit of controversy over this missing. Is this guy Khashoggi a journalist? He works for the Washington Post. Is he a real journalist or is he one of these pop guys?
He was a contributor for the Washington Post. Always bashed on the guy that's high up in the government of Saudi Arabia. They made up some excuse to invite him there to come to the
consulate. And then they popped him off.
And he shows up there and hasn't been seen since. They have video of him walking into the consulate, but never leaving. Turkey says, because the guy's Turkish, Turkey says they've killed him and we've got proof. Right. And Saudi Arabia says we didn't kill him, but they're not saying what happened.
We didn't kill him. That doesn't mean somebody else didn't kill him, that they hired to kill him.
Sounds like an episode of 24. Where's Jack Bauer?
Yep, exactly. Or the new Jack Ryan show, Richard.
Yep. Where's Jack Bauer?
One of those. Although they are going to bring 24 back. Looks like Jack Bauer may be in it, but Chloe won't, which is another shiny penny for another day.
Blast.
Okay. So we're going to get to our comments on some of these stories. I want to get Victoria's take on Taylor Swift and her speech, and I'm sure Richie will have a point of view on that as well in a matter of moments. First, though, let me help you live better. Some people are living with a very unhappy gut. As a matter of fact, some folks live with it for years before they do anything about it. It's microbial imbalance. And the treatable cause, well, there are a lot of different things going on in your gut, IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, that kind of stuff. Women have it more often than men do. So listen up. Here's the recommendation from folks from far and wide. This company that's been actually making teas for a number of years, the newest one is Life Change Tea, and it will, and it does. I drink it. Victoria drinks it. If you have an unhealthy colon, your desire should be to make it healthy again, because most all disease, most all discomfort is directly related to an unclean stomach, colon. The elimination system is plugged up. So, if you want to think of your colon as the waste management station and you want to clean it out, get rid of that stuff so the cells and tissues in your body can be healthy, detoxify with Life Change Tea. It's very easy. Cleanses your body. All the intruders will be gone. This is an organic, all-natural, life changed tea is grown. The teas are all grown in America, blended in America, and you can get it very easily. And the only way, in fact, you get it is to go online to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it gets shipped to you free without cost. Get ready for more energy. Get ready for a cleaner, healthier body. Get ready to feel really good. Drink a cup every day. Remember, you can't get it in stores. You got to go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping.
A central tenet of the American dream has always been that the next generation would do better than the one before it. Education was the essential key. This is Bishop E.W. Jackson, president of STAND, staying true to America's national destiny. My father had a sixth grade education. I graduated from Harvard Law School. My dad drilled into me, study hard and get a good education. The public schools I attended in working class Chester, Pennsylvania prepared me for college. Unfortunately, the ladder I climbed has had the rungs ripped out for many children who attend not accredited schools in dangerous neighborhoods where academic achievement is often ridiculed. The answer to the problem of poor education is school choice. Liberate parents to make independent choices for their children instead of holding students hostage to failing schools. Introduce competition for scarce educational dollars because competition always improves quality. It's time to restore the dream of a better life for the next generation by giving parents the ability to choose quality education for their children.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. So I want your take, please, Victoria, on the AMAs, Taylor Swift, how well she did, about the speech that brought her into the political world.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Taylor Swift has been a pop star since she was 14 years old when she got her first record deal. So she's been around for over 10 years now, and she's never been political. She has never made a political statement. She has stayed completely apolitical, so much so that a lot of her fans have, on the liberal side, especially females, have been kind of disappointed that she hasn't used her platform to, you know, to talk about issues, especially related to women. And she did that this week. And she got a lot of praise from the left, a lot of women especially. She endorsed two of the Democratic candidates in Tennessee. She explained why. She had a very, you know, lucid argument for it. And like so many other people, she stated her opinion and that was it. Now, on the, you know, President Trump commented he likes her 25% less now, and which is like, come on, that's such a joke. He couldn't name a Taylor Swift song if he had to anyway. So, like, that was kind of like, okay. He needs to comment on everything. And, you know, and then there was the sort of like the threats from, you know, from the right. Oh, there's going to be a huge backlash. And there wasn't one. And turns out that she encouraged everyone to vote. She put links up to get everyone to register.
Signed up, right? Didn't and, like, a lot of people
it
register?
Was a huge amount of people. Now, I don't know if that was directly related to Taylor Swift. I don't think anyone will ever know that. However, at the AMAs, she won four major awards. She didn't say anything political at all until the very end, and all she said was register to vote. So I don't really
get reality.
I don't
get.
She's
no longer
like,
a country star. She's not in danger of losing any fans. She's a pop
not
star
at all.
Now. And
yeah.
So it doesn't
if anything,
matter.
She's gained more fans because of this.
There you go.
Right.
All right. There's the story. Thank you for the roundup on Taylor Swift. We get to number 8, the Clintons go on tour. Up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Okay, here we are.
Yep.
Political discussion off air. Bring it back around to on air. On air time from on air with Victoria. I like her handle. If you want to send her a note, Twitter handle on air Victoria. Okay. Richie's is Rich McFadden. Mine is Doug Steffen, or at Doug Steffen, at Rich McFadden, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so here we go with a focus on Bill and Hillary. What they used to call it, Billary? Hillary, Billary, Doc.
Billary, yeah.
Runs
Billary.
Up the clock. So now they're going on a speaking tour. They'll make a lot of money. I think it's 19 stops, if I'm not mistaken, starting next week until Christmas time. And they're going to talk about the birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees, the moon up above, and a thing called love. Well, maybe not, but they'll have good stories. I don't think there's a more popular person in terms of just attracting a crowd in this country, no matter what the genre, than Bill Clinton. He attract people love, they with the same degree of animus, they dislike Hillary, or at least some people do. But and yeah, there are people who dislike Bill, but there's something about him. They just
it's very true.
Want
he's dirty. To,
no, it's true.
There's something about him.
Friends of mine, I'll never forget this. My mom and I belong to an historical preservation group, and so it's lots of little old ladies, and they're very, very Republican. And I remember years ago when I was a kid, they met Bill Clinton, and both these two little old biddies, they said, you know, we didn't vote for him, we never would, but you know what? When we met him, we kind of got it. Like, yeah. they figured out some secret. They said that they really when you meet him in person, he's got this magnanimous kind of aura about him, and they said that they definitely were swooning a bit.
Until you question him about the sexual assault stuff, because of all the Kavanaugh.
I don't know about assault.
And that's kind of the story this week, is that, you know, they're going out on this tour, and Bill really should be just kind of laying low right now and waiting for Elvis to blow over before he comes back out. Because
I know, unfortunately, this has been planned for a while.
Right. Now Hillary has to answer to her covering up for Bill and calling these women floozies.
You can be sure any questions from the audience are going to be well screened.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt they're going to be having. Okay, Fred, back in the third row, please.
Right. They pushed Bill a little bit on some news channel the other day, and he got a little testy with them.
Yeah.
Well, he's been pushed on Monica Lewinsky recently. Right. And so I think that's where he said, look, you know, I've apologized.
Because of the Me Too.
Because of the Me Too movement. She's now, Monica Lewinsky has labeled herself as an activist. So she's kind of been a little more visible recently. You know, look, if they're going to go out and be on tour together, I don't think it would be Hillary's M.O. to back away from those questions. Maybe Bill doesn't want to answer them, but I think Hillary would. I really do.
Well, it should be interesting.
Then what's she going to say?
Power couple. Yeah, what do they say?
I don't know what her answer is going to be, but I think she's going to
be said by either one of them.
Paula Jones and all the rest of them, Jennifer Flowers, floozies, trollops, tramps. What's her response to that?
Gypsy,
that's a great question. Then let her answer it. I mean, her husband was a serial cheater. I don't know if he was, you know, we don't know if he was a sexual assaulter, like the way that, you know, Brett Kavanaugh was accused of, or, and the Bill Cosby type stuff. I don't know. Did she marry a deadbeat husband? Absolutely. But, you know, that's her choice to stick with him, so.
A deadbeat husband in what way?
Well, he was a serial cheater. To me, that equals a deadbeat husband.
Is that the definition of a dead? Really?
For me, personally.
I thought a deadbeat husband would be somebody who didn't pay his alimony. That
well, that's a deadbeat dad. That's a deadbeat dad.
It's so transparent. It's just them
talking. It's a way to make more money.
But you know what, though? How is that any different than Melania and Donald?
$150 million by Melania and Donald.
How is it any different?
It's not.
No.
Right. So some people choose to stay in bad marriages. That's not for me. I wouldn't want it.
I think Donald certainly is attracted to and loves having Melania as his wife. Whether he loves her, I don't know. And Melania is there for convenience. And maybe she loves him too. I don't know. Maybe she does.
So maybe the Clintons have some sort of other love for each other that maybe there's a meeting of the minds there. I think there is.
Yep.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love! It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People who live in the path of Hurricane Michael are assessing the devastation. Cadaver dogs are helping search teams find anyone who may have been trapped or killed in the storm's 155-mile-per-hour winds and 14-foot storm surge. Captain Ignatius Carroll is with the South Florida Urban Search and Rescue Team.
You see a lot of foundations that are there, but no homes. We have about 160 people that are out here conducting secondary searches and more thorough searches.
Carroll says that after 3 days of checking on residents and sifting through the rubble, his teams still have more work to do. Some storm victims in Georgia used logs to spell out the word help on the ground to summon rescuers. More than 400,000 people in the affected states are still without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Time with us is special, and we appreciate the fact that you are spending time with us here on the weekly talk radio review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find this list at talkers.com should you want to check it all out, the background for a lot of the stories, what's going on with the people that you like on your favorite talk radio programs and stations. It's all there at talkers.com, also the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, going through the list this week. Number seven item is the trade war with China. I'm not going to waste any time on that. It's the same old discussion. Number six is Kanye West visiting the White House. Here's a trip and a half, man. So he accidentally reveals his passwords to the president, and then he drops some F-bombs in the Oval Office. What? It was Obama that called him a jackass, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we now know his iPhone password. He talked about the Superman cape that Trump gave him. What in the world? And look at the, if you see some of the video, and everybody's taking shots of that when you see his password, but the room is, the Oval Office is full of people.
Well, it was quite a spectacle.
Yeah, it's a show.
It was televised. I think it's 20 minutes of coverage or something.
Yeah. And his password is 0000000.
It's Kanye being Kanye.
He even looks like a galoot, doesn't he? Kind of. He just looks like a clown, and comes across just very interesting to see and hear and whatever. He went to the phone, by the way, to show Trump him unlocking his cell phone. He didn't even try to kind of make it clever for whatever the reason. I don't know. So who's he married to?
Kim Kardashian.
Right.
So was she there with him? I thought it was a Kardashian. I couldn't remember the right one.
I don't think she was there.
No.
I think we would have probably seen her. She was there not long ago. She's been working with Jared Kushner and Ivanka on prison reform stuff.
So have they met before, there. Trump and Kanye? What was reason for his going there?
But he went to Trump Tower right after Trump got elected. Kanye went to Trump Tower in New York, and they did like a little press, whatever you want to call it, a photo op out in front of Trump Tower.
Fun dance.
Yeah.
What is the what's the attraction other than he's a clown?
Well, Trump likes anybody who likes him, so you know that's on his end.
Kanye's
end
is that Trump doesn't support all of the things that have kept the black community down, and that he's on the same train as Trump is. So
I got a kick out of looking at one of the tweets. Sarah Silverman says the GOP are hypocrites for telling Taylor Swift to stay out of politics, but giving Kanye West a free ticket.
100%. I agree with her. 100%.
And the left are hypocrites for loving Kanye and supporting him and for years, and now all of a sudden he's Uncle Tom. I mean, things said about Kanye.
Yeah, but who is like, if you like Kanye's music, his music has not suffered one bit. There was a rumor that the last time he said something about Trump that he lost his 28 million Twitter followers, he didn't lose anybody.
No. The last time he came out for Trump, he had an album coming out the next month. I totally believe Kanye knows what
he's
doing.
Oh, he's using Trump like, I'm not even going to say it, but yes, he is.
All right.
But the people on the left, though, you know, if you don't like his support of Trump, that's not going to change. It's the same way people on the right don't like Taylor Swift now because she wanted, she endorsed two Democrats.
Come on, get a life, will you please? It's only politics. Number five, Nikki Haley stepping down as the ambassador to the United Nations. I think she's done a very good job. Didn't know what to expect when she was appointed. She didn't seem to be that much of a Trumpster all along, but she seems to have gotten along very well with him. He seems to have liked her in the job. I think she's been very visible.
Not so much lately, though, but
very active.
Beginning. And I'm with you. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know a whole lot about her. I didn't really agree with her politics, but I think she's done a very commendable job. I think she represented our country really well. I think she was always poised and very well spoken.
Yeah.
And I think she's leaving some big shoes to fill.
Well, and the people who are up for, at least one of them anyway, I think the story's not her stepping down. It's who replaces her.
Yeah.
And this the sister of Susan G. Komen, and the one who's been running that foundation and stealing money. I probably shouldn't say stealing because she was legitimately given a check for hundreds of thousands of dollars every year, has reaped millions over the years since this thing was organized, and the money has not gone. If you are donating,
what's her name? Is it Linda Brinker? Is that her name?
Something like that. Yeah, I find her to be one of the worst examples, and one of the reasons that people are suspicious about many of the 501c3s, many of the not-for-profit organizations. This Susan G. Komen is an absolute ripoff, and people who support her, I get a kick out of it. As a matter of fact, I said something nicely to a stewardess on an American flight because they supported last year during October. Isn't it pink? Isn't pink? What's this month? October,
yeah, exactly.
Isn't it?
Yes, breast cancer awareness.
So
month,
yeah. So when they go up and down the aisle and they ask for donations, I said I would give to some legitimate organization that was helping women who are suffering from breast cancer. And nobody's been any closer to it than I have. My sister had it. My wife died of it. So I listen. I know because of what I looked into when I was trying to find ways to support my sister and my ex-wife in their fight. And Susan G. Komen, the foundation itself, was named for a lady who suffered long, and the way her sister has run that thing is just a damned outrage. So, and now she's up for the job to be UN ambassador. Thumbs down, baby, on her for any number of reasons.
Nancy Brinker. I just want to correct that. I said
Nancy
the wrong name.
Nancy Brinker?
Nancy Brinker. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Who would be good was who is it? Ricky? What's the... now I can't remember her name. I saw somebody who read the... Somebody that we don't know, that we just kind of, you know, who's good, that you get up there and stop all of the, like, having another Brett Kavanaugh thing. Don't the UN ambassadors have to be approved by the Senate? Is that another circus?
They do, and I think that Nancy Brinker has already been confirmed because she was... Yeah. An ambassador to Hungary under George W. So I think she already went through the Senate confirmation. So I think that might be part of the reason. A, she's a woman, and I think it might be part of the reason why she would pretty much sail through a Senate confirmation.
Yeah. I'm guessing that she will not do the kind of work that Nikki Haley has done.
Nikki Haley did a good job.
Yeah, she did.
As governor, but you know, she's had a tough 8 years.
Well, but the headline was all about her finances. Yeah, so she's had the same financial difficulty a lot of us have. Why are we focusing on that?
I think because she also mentioned that, too, that she wanted to get back into the private sector because of that. So I don't think it's a big story. I think it's just a real legitimate reason.
All right, number four is something I have nothing to say. I'm tired of the Kavanaugh discussion. Aftermath is more of the same garbage. Anybody have anything to say?
I will say something. I do have something that is kind of, you know, I got a chuckle out of it this week. My new favorite website is brettkavanaugh.com.
Oh, no.
and the reason for it is because someone bought the domain name. Brett Kavanaugh should have owned his own domain name,
but someone bought it.
So the when you go on to brettkavanaugh.com, it's an entire website that's devoted to raising money for victims of sexual assault. So. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of,
That was dumb. Okay. There are three things left. Two of them are worthwhile. The other one's not worth much time. The stock sell-off we'll get to in a moment. And then an overview of Hurricane Michael, which is the number one issue this week. First, though, I want to spend some time talking about how you get enough organic fruits and vegetables into your body, into your diet every single day so that you can be a healthy person. The food you eat, obviously, it's either good, doesn't contaminate your body, or bad, does contaminate your body. And most of the things that you hear me talking about on the air with my voice sort of endorsement of products usually come from the food sector and come from the organic food sector or from the area where there is really a focus on making you healthier. Your well-being is very important to me. What is it? Dr. Ken says, I can't afford to lose any listeners. Well, that's true. Truer today than ever before. So here we go with Texas Superfood. They've asked me to talk about their 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are picked at the peak of perfection. No toxic chemicals. Organic, organic, organic. American Cancer Society says that you should eat 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables. Well, you get 55 with Texas Superfood. You heard me right. 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables in every capsule, every spoonful. If you take the powder, that's great. Take the capsule, whichever. Go to TexasSuperfood.com and see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Check out the 55 vegetables. There are all kinds of things that they have there that are good for you. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Believe me, this is really an awesome company with awesome products. TexasSuperfood.com. See how you can be at your best physically with this great addition to your daily routine. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
All right, let's get back to the count up, if you will, the stories that have made it big this week, according to Talkers Magazine. The stock sell-off, what a joke. What an this is such a ruse. These guys, remember, the people from the Fed all come from the big banking houses, all of them. They're all cut out of the same cloth. They come from Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan Chase and all of these other outfits whose business is to sell high and buy low. They jack up the interest rates artificially. So now with that comes a sell-off, and they try to figure it so that they are the ones who are going to come out on top. And by the way, when they created, because they did create the depression of 2008, 2009, 2010, some people a little bit still suffering, but most people have come around and back out of it. But the essence of what was created was all by the banks, for the banks, and the banks are still doing it. They still are up to their old tricks, and whether Trump is able to slow it down or not, because he doesn't like to have the economy, especially as you go into an election cycle, these people, they're so selfish and so self-motivated. They sell off the stocks, the big industrial, these big, huge houses that have millions and jillions of portfolios and all this stock. They sell it off, and then they buy it at a cheaper price. They buy it all back again. It's a joke. It's outrageous. And that's what's going on. Anyway, Hurricane Michael, this is something, this story continues. This is not going to go away. A lot of messes, though. Whew, look at that video.
Yeah,
it's
Mexico
terrible
Beach
to see that.
It's just not there anymore.
Gonzo, yeah.
I mean, it's a small town, right. But it's just gone.
Well, there are a lot of small towns on the panhandle, Richie, down there.
Yeah.
And Destin is one of them. That's a neat little town. Wipe them out. And then you go forward. You see all the rain that happened in the Carolinas in the last day or two. And as the weekend ensues, still some rain affecting the Northeast. Not a whole lot. It's pretty much blown out now. But hunga bunga. What a mess. All right. Good job, gang. Thank you, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The most popular technical stories of the week now in our focus. Here as Victoria Keelan runs through the top five, we'll work our way to number one, starting at number five. The story about people taking selfies. Hello, morons of the world, listen up.
This was kind of a funny but also scary story that came out this week. A new study found that 259 people have died while attempting to take a selfie in the last 6 years. That is just... you really have to scratch your head on that one. So the study found that, and this is not surprising, more than 72% of the deaths were men. So this is a bunch of guys who think it'd be cool to take a selfie while doing something really dangerous. Now, drowning was the most common cause of death because of the selfies. And researchers actually are advising the creation of no-selfie zones at high-risk areas, including bodies of water, mountain peaks, which people have fallen off of mountains trying to also take selfies, and tall buildings. Now, I don't know if anyone has fallen off a tall building, but you can imagine that that's another area where dude bros would want to take some selfies and end up
dude
going right,
bros.
off the side of
what
a building.
What a great expression. Dude bros.
Well, those are the types of guys that would die trying to take a selfie. That's awesome, man. So in 2015, a report from Mashable claimed that more people were dying by taking a selfie than from shark attacks. And that was in 2015. So now with this new study, it's way more people are dying by selfie than shark attacks. So it's crazy.
Right.
Just be careful when you're taking
selfies. Be careful.
Selfie.
Don't be a dummy. Number four is a focus on, I like my alliteration, a focus on FAFSA.
Yes.
Like that?
Well, if you don't know what FAFSA is, it's for college students to apply for federal financial aid. And now there's a new application that came out on mobile devices this week for the first time. It's called the My Student Aid mobile app. It's from the U.S. Department of Education. It launched earlier this week, the same day that FAFSA submissions opened for the 2019-2020 school year. And so officials say the app was developed to make it easier for millions of students who file a FAFSA every year, especially for those who are low income and might not actually have a computer or internet access at home. So if they have a prepaid cell phone, they can use the app to apply for financial aid. And they can submit their FAFSA until the end of June 2019.
Aha! All right, number three on our list of the top five stories. This is something new from T-Mobile, I guess is...
Yep, Metro PCS, which is a prepaid cell phone plan company that is probably a pretty familiar name. There's lots of Metro PCS stores in urban areas. Now it's just called Metro. T-Mobile owns it. And they are committing to be the first prepaid mobile carrier to offer next-gen wireless 5G service coming in 2019. Now, the cool thing about this, it will save you a lot of money. You will have to buy a device, though, that can run on a 5G network, but they will be pretty inexpensive, I think, if they're coming from Metro. And the cool thing is, if you're using Metro, you're on the same network that T-Mobile gives their regular paying customers on a monthly billed basis. So it's actually probably the best deal out there, and we'll see more coming from Metro by T-Mobile as 5G rolls out across the country.
All right, number two, here's something of a new app that I think a lot of people will be interested in, Victoria. Let's explain this, please.
This was probably your favorite tech story of the week,
like
right?
I like it. Yes,
Do Not Pay is a website, donotpay.com, but it is now also an iOS app, meaning it is available for iPhones, and it will be rolling out into an Android app later on. It's a free legal chatbot. It offers artificially intelligence-powered legal counsel in all 50 states, and it essentially allows you to sue anyone by pressing a button. Its focus is on suing corporations and navigating a complex bureaucracy that stands between people and their everyday rights. That's the motto of the company. And the chatbot works by asking you a series of basic questions about your situation, who you'd like to sue, what your problem is. You can go after airlines if they have bumped you from a flight and didn't compensate you properly, data breaches if your information has been hacked, late package deliveries if you want to go after UPS or FedEx, and bank fees as well. They don't charge a fee, and whatever money you recover, you get to keep 100% of it right now. So that's it. While it's still free, if you've got anybody that you've been wanting to sue, I say get on it.
Get them. All right, top story of the week is a focus on Waze. I love this app, too. Both these two stories are great stories as far as I'm concerned.
Waze is probably the number one go-to app for getting around traffic these days. And so now they've launched Waze Carpool, which is a dedicated app that lets drivers and other riders get together on a similar route. Saves you a ton of money. They have 100 million active monthly users right now. So Waze Carpool is the new app.
There it is, the top five, the list of the top five items from technology this week. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm David Hogg, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hogg, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.